This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Friday, March 22, 2013. I'm Caleb Brown. From a dramatic change of opinion from Senator Rob Portman to pleas of tolerance at a leading political action conference, conservatism's icy relationship with gay marriage may be about to change. Jimmy LaSalvia is head of GoProud. We spoke this week. Take me back to 2008, or heck, 2004,
right,
when we had John Kerry trying to sort of narrowly define his opinion to sort of, I guess, just reading the poll tea leaves and decide what his position was going to be on gay marriage to 2012. It's a pretty dramatic shift in public opinion.
Right. I think that we are at what is called the tipping point. And on any issue, whatever the issue, there's a tipping point. And then it moves very, very, very fast. And that's where we're at today on the issue of same-sex marriage. You know, in 2004, I was volunteering in an election office, a Republican office in Kentucky, and there was an anti-gay marriage amendment on the ballot there that year, and they were distributing promotional materials for that marriage amendment, and I went to the leader of the office, and I said to her, I said, why are you distributing this nonpartisan ballot measure materials and not just Republican Party candidates' materials? And she said to me, she goes, Jimmy, Karl Rove has made it very clear that being against same-sex marriage is a political winner for Republicans, and that's just the political reality. Deal with it. And I've thought about that a lot, that that's the political reality. Deal with it. And we're having a very different political reality now, and it's not just the politics of it, it's the personal of it. All politics is personal, and everyone knows a gay person now. They're in everybody's family, everybody's circle of friends, and everybody's thinking about this issue differently because they want what's best for their family and friends.
Whenever I think about this issue, I think about Republicans have like in the film Other People's Money, they have an increasing market share in a declining industry. And so at the end of the day, they've either got to decide to make a pretty profound shift, or they're going to hang on to that 100%, 90%, 100% market share,
right,
in opposition to gay marriage and other issues associated with gay rights. How do you get the Republican Party, broadly speaking, especially the RNC, given their leadership documents,
right,
that they put out recently, to actually make that jump and just say, you know, there are certain groups that you've just got to let go of.
Well,
and
I
admit
think
that these are not in any way median voters.
Right. And there are a lot of us now who are talking about how do we build a new modern conservative coalition. And I think that that coalition is going to have conservatives and libertarians and social conservatives and everybody who shares our vision of government. It won't, however, include people who just don't like gay people, because that's just not okay in America anymore. And there have been other times in our history when we've had political movements who've had to deal with changing attitudes and prejudices. And there have been other times when deeply held beliefs have simply been proven to be wrong. And, you know, those who demonize gay people and the folks who oppose homosexuality are wrong. And everybody knows it because everybody has a gay person in their life and they know better. And so those people may not be comfortable moving forward in a coalition that wins elections because they may not be able to adjust their attitudes to the real world in 2013. And the world today includes gay people.
Is there a big disconnect between the opinions of Republicans and from whom Republicans raise a lot of their campaign cash?
I think that, first, the funders are also funding the pro-gay marriage things. They're the Wall Street folks are way ahead of many of the establishment folks in Washington. The bigger disconnect is not the leaders in Washington, but it's the leaders in Washington who just don't really know what their base thinks. You know, recent polls, a poll came out yesterday that showed a majority of Republicans and Republican-leaning independents under age 50 support gay marriage. And the disconnect is between the establishment leaders in Washington and the American people and, in fact, their base. I think that many of them don't care one way or another about the issue. There's certainly very few who are politically motivated by it. But I think that they're disconnected and out of touch with what most people are thinking now.
You mentioned the 2004 campaign in Kentucky. I remember that because I was a reporter in Louisville
right.
at that time, and that issue was presented as, you know, the Republican realpolitik wedge issue, and now it just seems that. Democrats have an enormous advantage with respect to public opinion to make that issue something that is going to divide Republicans.
Well, I think we'll see how elections go forward. But, you know, the president was just reelected supporting same-sex marriage. And so we know how the electorate feels about that issue. They either support it or they're not that motivated by it. And the question is, how many people are really motivated by that issue? And I think it's very, very few. And I think that a lot of people who oppose same-sex marriage are going to do like I did in 2004 and say, this is the political reality. I'm going to have to deal with it. And I have nowhere else to go because I don't agree with Democrats on anything else. I certainly hope that more Republican politicians come out and oppose the Defense of Marriage Act and support its repeal because that directly, in my opinion, violates the 10th Amendment. Marriage and family law should be left to the states. The problem is their actions have been to defend DOMA at the Supreme Court. And certainly I hope that more publicly come to realize that DOMA is a federal overreach. Certainly, all the people in the grassroots I talk to believe that marriage and family law should be left to the states. I think it's interesting that there are some Republican politicians who are already using that line, that states should be able to decide. Marco Rubio recently has been beating that drum, yet he hasn't sponsored the bill to repeal DOMA. So actions speak louder than words, and we'll see what their actions are after the Supreme Court rules.
Jimmy LaSalvia is head of Go Proud. You can read more on the issue of gay marriage, federalism, and the Constitution at our website, cato.org.